Hey, this is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining us for another edition of the Weekday Podcast. Now, this is part of Sugar Hill Church right outside of Atlanta. And so if you don't have a place to call home, I'd love to invite you. Come check us out this Sunday at 9:30 or 11. And you can find out a little bit more about us just by going by our website, www.sugarhill.church. And you can catch a recent message and just see a little bit more about who we are. Well, today on the podcast, I want us to think about emotional leakage. It comes from this book, Primal Leadership, where the author talks about the fact that there are open loops in our life. Like, part of our lives are closed loops. A great example of this is our circulatory system. It just works. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to be influenced by anything. It just works. But our emotions are actually part of an open loop. And what that means is, in any situation, there's part of our emotions that are predetermined, but a lot of our emotional response to things is informed by the people around us. So try this. Have you ever had that situation where you caught somebody's eye when you're walking down the aisle at the store or some other place? You caught their eye. Now think about this, or try this today. If that happens today, try smiling at them. Just try it. Just give them a big old smile. Not a creepy one, just a smile. And see what happens in return. Chances are, my guess is, they're going to smile back. Why? Because emotions are this open loop. And so they've got these neutral emotions. They see you smile. You close the loop for them. You fill in that gap, and they smile in return. See, in our day and age, there's a lot of talk about emotional intelligence. It's the idea that you could have a high IQ. You could have a great skill set. But if emotionally you're disconnected, then you're not going to perform, or you're not going to become all of who God wants you to be. And so in Primal Leadership, it talks about these four pieces of emotional intelligence. The first one is self-awareness. Then the second one is self-management. The third one is social awareness. And the fourth one is relational management. And out of all of those, the hardest piece are the ones that have to do with us. There's a lot of reasons for that, but one big reason is that at the moment of salvation, we're given a brand new nature. I mean, we are made brand new, but we still have old habits. We have old patterns, we have old practices that absolutely need to be removed and replaced. But we don't like to do that. We don't like to humbly face the truth about ourselves. One reason is we build our identity on our weaknesses. Oftentimes we say things like, well, that's just me, and it's just the way that I am. And the unconscious worry is that if we let go of those things, if we let go of our hurt, if we let go of our hangups, then maybe we won't like what we see. This fear can slow us down and can slow down our growth. See, it's only when we have open hands and we say, God, you can shine the light of your truth on all of my faults, on all of my failures, on all of my hangups. When we do that, when we have that open-handed kind of posture, then God can go to work on them. This is why you can't grow without being humble and having a teachable attitude. In fact, in one of his most recent books, Patrick Lencioni talks about the factors of the ideal team player, and he talks about being hungry, being humble, and being smart. And so when we are humble, then God can go to work on us. Let me tell you two things about that. One is that godly habits actually take a lot of time to develop. In fact, listen to what 1 Timothy 4:15 says, practice these things, devote your life to them so that everyone can see your progress. See, these things take time. Your character is the sum total of your habits. And so you can't claim to have integrity unless it is your habit to always be honest. You can't claim to have these things unless you are developing these habits. So godly habits take time to develop. And then the second piece that's true is your habits will define your character. Your habits will define your character. There's only one way to develop the habits of Christ in your life. You have to practice them. You have to do them over and over and over again. You have to be consistent, and that takes time. See, these things that actually build this kind of character, those habits throughout church history have actually been called spiritual disciplines. They include a lot of things, but some of them are meditation, prayer, fasting, Bible study, living simply, stewardship, solitude, submission, service, and evangelism. You could go on and on and on. But these habits help us to practice it, and over time, it shapes our character. Man, there's going to be emotional leakage today. You're going to be around people that are all over the place emotionally. Could it be that God has placed you in those situations in this moment so that you could complete that open loop in a God-honoring way. Well, hey, I hope you have a great rest of your day today. If you haven't joined us at Sugar Hill Church, if you haven't taken that next step in becoming a member, I want to invite you to sign up today to join us this Sunday morning for our next membership breakfast. Just swing by our website, www.sugarhill.church. At the top menu, you'll see resources and a place to register there. It is a fantastic way to meet some brand new people around you, to have a wonderful meal, and to have any question that you could ever think to ask about Sugar Hill answered. It's a great opportunity. We would be honored if you'd join us this Sunday. But sign up today. Registration closes soon so that we can prepare. We'd be honored if you'd take a moment to say, hey, I'm interested in coming. We'll save a place for you. Well, have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.